Welcome back to the studio once again. We are entering our second hour on 91.5 WMFO Medford. Once again, you're listening to Hand Me Down Tunes, covering for Dakota, joined by Scott Jackson, as I mentioned before. We've had a pretty fun first hour.
It's been a nice hour, yeah. I've enjoyed it.
Yeah. Some great holiday tunes to get you in the Christmas spirit. That last set you just heard, a cover of Jingle Bells by Wynton Marsalis. Wonderful Christmas Time, another Paul McCartney Christmas song.
That song in particular amazes me, because I think it's crazy how Paul McCartney essentially created a new, you know, like staple Christmas song.
Yeah.
That's not something that people do.
Yeah, not really.
And I don't know, when was that song written? Like not too long ago, right?
1980.
Well, okay, so kind of long ago, but yeah. Still, like, people were not, you know, writing Christmas songs then and having them be that popular.
Yeah.
That's just because you hear that song everywhere, you know, around the holidays, along with, you know, the other classics like Jingle Bells and stuff.
Yeah.
And the fact that he was just able to do that is amazing.
Yeah.
And it's also not necessarily traditional sounding either. Like, it's a cool, synthy 80s sound. Exactly. Yeah. And I think it's really cool how that song has kind of lived on
in the
holiday season.
Basically him and Mariah Carey.
Pretty much.
The two new classic
records. Yeah, pretty much. So,
So after that, we played Last Christmas by Wham. That's a fun.
That's a fun song. It's a fun song.
Followed by the short First Noel instrumental by the Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
Yeah, that one's nice. I saw the Trans-Siberian Orchestra live. Oh, actually, I just got one of those little Facebook memory things this morning. I guess it was 4 years ago today that I went and saw the Trans-Siberian Orchestra live at the Garden. Oh, and wow. It was cool because, one, it was really loud, I remember. That's like the thing that I remember most about. I wore earplugs for the majority of the concert. But it was cool because it wasn't a regular concert. It was almost like a musical-ish thing, you know, like it had a story that went all throughout, and there was like a narrator.
Oh, wow.
And
was it a Christmas thing or was it?
Yeah, it was a holiday thing.
Gotcha.
And, you know, there was a narrator kind of telling this story throughout, but they would take little breaks, and then the actual band would come out and they like just rocked it. It was crazy.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, and they had this violin player at one point. They had a whatever you call it, like a elevating stage right in the middle of the standing section of the crowd, and like the violin player and the guitar player got up on it and it just started like going like way up, and they had to hook in and stuff. And then from the sides they had these giant arms that kind of moved up and down with tiny little platforms on top of them, and two guitar players were on each side, and they were kind of like going up and down like that while the stage in the middle was crazy. It was
instrumental too.
Yeah, it was all instrumental. That was the other interesting thing, because it did go with this story, but the music didn't necessarily follow the story. It just sort of like this like musical breaks every now and then. But yeah, they're really good. They do good covers.
Yeah, as I learned in my intro to Western music class, we learned all about program music.
Really?
Which is instrumental music, but, well, I mean, I guess it's different with the narrator, but they have, like, a program of what the, like, music is about.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, like, singing anything.
Okay, yeah, because that's the other thing about Trans-Siberian Orchestra, I'm pretty sure there is not a singer in the band. I'm pretty sure.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's mostly
cool.
Instrumental.
Pretty entertaining show.
Yeah, it was very cool.
Well, we got a whole nother hour of music for all you guys.
Okay.
And I think we'll go into a couple of requests right now.
Mm.
We have two songs, courtesy of my Aunt Molly, otherwise known as Aunt Mo. Listening. She's in town for the holidays, so she's listening at home. Some Sufjan Stevens and Willie Nelson for her. Inspired, Willie Nelson inspired by our PSA.
Some wise words from Willie Nelson.
And a song contributed by our friend Peter.
Good friend Peter Nolan.
He's a big fan of the Polar Express, so get one from the soundtrack there. So yeah. Stay tuned.
when it seems that we have lost our way. We find ourselves again on Christmas Day. Believe in what your heart is saying. Hear the melody that's playing. There's no time to waste. There's so much to celebrate. Believe in what you feel inside and give your dreams the wings to fly. You have everything you need if you just believe. If you just believe. If you just believe. If you just believe. Just believe. Just
placed it on his head, he began to dance around. Oh, Frosty the Snowman was alive as he could be, and the children say he could laugh and play just the same as you and me. Frosty the Snowman knew the sun was hot that day, so he said, let's run and we'll have some fun now before I melt away. Down to the village with a broomstick in his hand, running here and there all around the square, say, catch me if you can. He led them down the streets of town right to the traffic cop, and he only paused a moment when he heard him holler, stop. For Frosty the Snowman had to hurry on his way, but he waved goodbye saying, don't you cry, I'll be back again someday.
fields from heaven above. Heavenly host, sing
it's not all over yet. Please, darling, wait, it's not all over yet.
Welcome back to the studio once again. You just heard I Saw Three Ships by Sufjan Stevens, contributed by my Aunt Molly, and then Aunt Believe Mo. By Josh Groban from the Polar Express soundtrack, requested by our good friend Peter. And after that, we heard Frosty the Snowman, a cover by Willie Nelson, again requested by my Aunt Molly. And then a classic rendition of Silent Night by Elvis Presley. And he played that with the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra, which is pretty cool. Followed by Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree by Brenda Lee. And then lastly, Christmas Eve, a Nickel Creek song, another Chris Thiele group.
Yeah.
We, you know, went all out with him as usual. Yeah, I don't know if that's only popular by, like, around Christmas time for them. Yeah, I feel like I've seen it in their like top 10 before.
That song on Spotify. That song is interesting because it's kind of an outlier from in their album, A Dotted Line.
Yeah,
it's like the only Chris. It's just sort of the singular Christmas strange. Song among all the other ones, which are just, you know.
Yeah, I don't know if it was intended to be. Maybe they just. I don't know. But it's really good. I liked it a lot.
Yeah. I mean, you can't question a songwriter's.
True. Had to throw that one in there. But now we have a pretty fun, special surprise for everyone. You've heard us mention our good friend Peter numerous
like
times.
Seven times.
Yeah, he's the man.
But
unfortunately, he couldn't join us in person on the show. So we have him calling in. So, Peter, you're on air.
Are you there?
Hi, everyone. How you doing?
Hey, we're doing great.
Yeah, wait. Is he on the air?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, nice.
So Peter, you're up at in your house at Weston, Vermont.
Yes, I'm up here right now by the Christmas tree and looking out right now. It's snowing up a storm. It's
oh, wow.
Really nice.
Yeah, that's pretty nice.
Very cool. Now, can you talk to us a little bit about your song request, Believe, by Josh Groban?
Yes, so The Polar Express is a movie. It came out in 2004, a Tom Hanks film. I've watched it every year since. It's one of my favorite movies. It's really nostalgic for me. I just watched it last night, so that's why it was fresh in my mind.
Oh, nice.
The movie's got a lot of heart. It's got a cool atmosphere. Epitome. It's the epitome of Christmas movies, I think, in my opinion. It's a lot of fun, too. I recommend anyone that go check it out. It's a fun film.
Yeah. I think the last time I saw it, I was too young to remember it in its entirety, so I'll have to watch it again.
Yeah.
Just for you, Peter.
I just remember the one scene of whatever his name is, the third little kid who almost doesn't make it on the train, and he almost gets left behind.
Yeah.
And then they get him again. Yeah. And I was like, all right.
I think I remember the GameCube game.
There's a game?
No
way.
The video game more than the movie.
That was a horrible game. I don't know why you said
I liked it. I had fun with it.
What did you do? Did you just explore the train?
Yeah, pretty much.
That was the game?
You like to collect stuff. It was pretty creepy, I remember, too.
Really?
I don't know.
For some reason they made one of the good guys the bad guy in that game, because the film has no bad guys.
Right, so there is no villain in the Polar Express.
Well,
oh god,
I had fun with the game, and I would, if I could find it, I would play it today. Yeah. Well, thanks for joining, Peter. I guess we'll get back to some more tunes.
Yeah, thanks for calling in.
Yeah.
I want to wish everyone who's listening, want to wish them Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, if you're traveling, safe travels. Anyone from Williams listening in, I'll see you guys soon. Happy Holidays. And Merry Christmas to you guys. You know,
Merry Christmas to you, Peter.
Merry Christmas to you too, Peter. Yeah. And tell your dad we say hello.
Oh, yes, tell Bill we say hi.
Yeah.
I will tell Bill.
All right, thanks again, Peter.
Peter Knowlton, everybody.
Right.
All right, so yeah, let's get right back into it.
Yeah.
We got a good half hour more of some Christmas tunes.
Nice.
So yeah.
It's the most wonderful time of the year, with the kids jingle belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer. It's the most wonderful time of the year. It's the happiest season of all. with those holiday greetings and gay happy meetings when friends come to call. It's the happiest season of all. There'll be parties for hosting, marshmallows for toasting, and caroling out in the snow. There'll be scary ghost stories and tales of the glories of Christmases long, long ago. It's the most wonderful time of the year. There'll be much mistletoeing and hearts will be glowing when loved ones are near. It's the most wonderful time of the scary ghost stories and tales of the glories of Christmases long, long ago. It's the most wonderful time of the year. There'll be much mistletoeing and hearts will be glowing when loved ones are near. It's the most wonderful time. Yes, the most wonderful time. Oh, the most wonderful time of the year.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. You really are a heel. You're as cuddly as a cactus. You're as charming as an eel, Mr. Grinch. You're a bad banana with a greasy black peel. You're a monster, Mr. Grinch. Your heart's an empty hole. Your brain is full of spiders. You've got garlic in your soul, Mr. Grinch. I wouldn't touch you with a 39 and a half foot pole.
All I need is a reindeer. The Grinch looked around, but since reindeer are scarce, there was none to be found. Did that stop the Grinch? The Grinch simply said, if I can't find a reindeer, I'll make one instead. So he took his dog Max, and he took some black thread, and he tied a big horn on the top of his head. Some bags and some old empty sacks on a ramshackle sleigh, and he whistled for Max. Thank you. one knew he was there. All the Whos were all dreaming sweet dreams without care. When he came to the first little house on the square.
This is stop number one,
the old Grinchy Claus hissed as he climbed to the roof, empty bags in his fist. Then he slid down the chimney, a rather tight pinch, but if Santa could do it then, so could the Grinch. He got stuck only once, for a minute or two. Then he stuck his head out of the fireplace flue where the little Who stockings hung all in a row.
These stockings, he grinched, are the first things to go.
Then he slithered and slunk with a smile most unpleasant around the whole room, and he took every present. Popguns, pampooners, pantookas and drums, checkerboards, bisselbinks, popcorn and plums. And he stuffed them in bags. Then the Grinch very nimbly stuffed all the bags one by one up the chimney.
Welcome back once again We're continuing on with the Christmas tunes.
The spectacular.
The spectacular. The hand-me-down tunes, Christmas spectacular. It's been a pretty grand hour and 45 minutes so far.
Pretty grand time, yeah.
We'll,
this has been fun.
Hopefully close it down as well as we've started it. But yep. We'll see. That's the hope, at least. Yeah. You just heard Carol of the Bells by the Piano Guys.
So good.
Brought in by Scott.
Mm-hmm.
Good one. I like that.
Thank you.
The Most Wonderful Time of the Year, classic by Andy Williams.
Classic.
Here are Me One, Mr. Grinch.
Also classic.
Very classic. And then that last one was The Heartache Can Wait by Brandi Carlile. I'd like to give a shout out to Julia listening from Lexington. She's a big Brandi Carlile fan, and we sang one of her songs together. Big Brandi girl.
Is that song a Christmas song?
Yeah.
Oh, it is.
She, at the beginning, she said like it was around Christmas time.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
It's just like kind of sad song, but like during the time of Christmas.
Yeah.
But it counts.
It's nice. I liked it.
It counts, yeah.
Very nice.
So yeah, we got a quick PSA that Scott's going to read for us all. So go ahead, Scott.
If you want to save yourself money and help the environment at the same time, consider using rechargeable batteries in your frequently used devices that accept them. Today's NIMH batteries last about as long as alkaline cells during high use, and they can be recharged hundreds of times before needing to be recycled. Packs of rechargeable AA and AAA batteries, plus a charger, don't cost very much to begin with anymore. And isn't it more convenient to recharge your batteries than to go to the store and buy new ones anyway? This has been a message from all of your green friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Great job, Scott. The more you know. You know.
The more you know.
So yeah, let's get right back into it. And up first, we have a request from Mrs. Jackson.
None other than my own mother.
Yeah. A little bit of David Bowie for you all. So.
Oh yeah.
Hello. You the new butler?
Well, it's been a long time since I've been the new anything.
What's happened to Hudson?
I guess he's changing.
Yeah, he does that a lot, doesn't he? I'm David Bowie. I live down the road.
Oh.
Sir Percival lets me use his piano when he's not around. He's not around, is he?
I can honestly say I haven't seen him, but come on in.
Come in.
Come on in.
Are you related to Sir Percival?
Well, distantly, yeah.
Oh, you're not the, poor relation from America, right?
Ha! Gee, news sure travels fast, doesn't it? I'm Bing.
Oh, I'm pleased to meet you. You're the one that sings, right?
Well, right or wrong, I sing either way.
Oh, well, I sing too.
Oh, good. What kind of singing?
Well, mostly the contemporary stuff. Do you like modern music?
Oh, I think it's marvelous. Some of it really fine. But tell me, you ever listen to any of the older fellas?
Oh, yeah, sure. I like John Lennon. And the other one with Harry Nilsson.
Ooh, you go back that far, huh?
Oh, yeah, I'm not as young as I look.
None of us is these days.
In fact, I've got a six-year-old son. And he really gets excited around the Christmas holiday thing.
Do you go in for any of the traditional things in the boy household Christmas time?
Oh, yeah, most of them, really. Presents, tree, decorations. Agent sliding down the chimney.
What?
I was just seeing if you're paying attention. Actually, our family do most of the things that other families do. We sing the same songs.
Do you?
I even have a go at White Christmas.
You too, huh?
And this one. This is my son's favorite. Do you know this one?
Oh, I do indeed. It's a lovely thing. To see ba-rum-pa-bum-bum. Our finest gifts we bring ba-rum-pa-bum-bum, rum-pa-bum-bum, rum-pa-bum-bum. Peace on earth, can it be? Years from now, perhaps we'll see. See the day of glory. Say Sure glad you came by to work out on the piano today. I enjoyed it.
City sidewalks, busy sidewalks, dressed in holiday style. In the air there's a feeling of Christmas. Children laughing, people passing, meeting smile after smile. And on every street corner you'll hear silver bells, silver bells. It's Christmas time in the city. Ring-a-ling, hear them ring. Street lights, even stoplights, blink up bright red and green as the shoppers rush home with their treasures. Hear the snow crunch, see the kids bunch. This is Santa's big scene. And above all this bustle, you hear silver bells, silver bells. Christmas time in the city. Ring-a-ling, hear them ring. Soon it will be Christmas Day. Silver bells, I hear silver bells. It's Christmas time in the city.
Welcome back to the studio one last time. You just heard Little Drummer Boy by David Bowie and Bing Crosby, as requested by Mrs. Jackson. So thanks for that. And a rendition of Silver Bells by Stevie Wonder. So yeah, we've come to the end of our second hour of yep. Christmas tunes, of the Hand-Me-Down tunes. Christmas
Spectacular.
So yeah, we just want to say thanks so much for listening, and thanks Scott so much for being here, and thanks Peter for calling in. Oh,
yeah. Yeah, and from the both of us here in the studio, happy holidays.
Yeah, and stay safe if you're traveling. And so we're going to close you off with a little more of Vince Guaraldi Trio.